Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. When children love learning, they can tackle any challenge life throws at them. Sylvan's Insight Assessment can help you determine if your child is ready for what's ahead. It can also identify gaps in learning and point out areas that could be of concern for your child so they can tackle what's to come. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
Welcome into the podcast we like to call From the Podium, where you hear directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. On Wednesday, the Chiefs are back on the practice field. We heard from head coach Andy Reid, quarterback Patrick Mahomes, as well as tackle Orlando Brown Jr. and linebacker Nick Bolton. We'll kick things off in that order. We'll start with Andy Reid, then you'll hear Patrick Mahomes. We'll take a quick timeout, and then you'll hear from tackle Orlando Brown Jr. and linebacker Nick Bolton.
Look forward to challenge of playing the Ravens. Good football team. Real good football team. So we're aware of that, and we'll start off today with our preparation to play. With that, time's yours.
Coach, you've had number 14 here for 3 years. You've got a chance to see him Monday night. What do you think his addition to that team? What kind of problems do you think that might pose for your defense?
Yeah, so I'm a big Sammy Watkins fan. I mean, I like him as a human being. I like him as a player. And I wish him the best. We're playing him, so I can't wish him the best for that. But for the rest of the season, I wish him the best in that. Heck of a kid, man.
Coach, I'm sorry, I have to ask this question, but there's a report yesterday from ESPN's Adam Schefter that ranked Eric Bieniemy to USC. A two-part question here. Have you talked to Eric about that? And what are your concern level that he might go to a head coach college position?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I haven't really talked to him in depth about that. But I know he's from that area, and he's going to be great wherever he goes. So, and I'm his biggest fan, so I stand on the day. If he wants to go there or wherever he wants to go, they're lucky to have him.
How big of a loss would that be for the team and the NFL if he gets passed over?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you guys know how I feel on that. I mean, I think the world of him, and I think he's a heck of a football coach and a great man. So.
Talk a little bit about Sammy Watkins, obviously, there, but Orlando Brown Jr. is going to have his first game going back against the Ravens. Mm-hmm. Is there something extra that comes whenever a player is having their first game back against an old team, especially when it's, you know, such a quick turnaround, they know most of the guys on that roster?
Yeah, I mean, they've got Justin Houston, too, so, I mean, there's a little bit of that going on in this game, of knowing people, so in organizations. But I'm sure he'll be excited. I think when it really comes down to it, though, he's going to focus on his performance and what he needs to do to perform well. So he's a pretty mature guy that way. So.
Well, now it's a couple of years, but I mean, this has been somewhat of a big rivalry between the two teams, but you all have gotten a better of them. The last three times, I believe, that Patrick has been starting quarterback. What's so special about this matchup against Lamar Jackson and the type of Ravens defense that you face?
Yeah, well, they're well-coached, and they've got good players. And so it's always, you know, a knockdown, drag-out fight there. And they're tough. I mean, that's the way they practice. That's the way they go about their business. And so we've got to make sure we prepare ourselves right for it. It's every play is an honest down when you play them.
What's the difference between the Browns running attack and the Ravens running attack, especially obviously that involves Lamar as well?
Yeah, well, both of them they know how to run the football. And you saw that even with the injuries that have taken place. I mean, they ran the ball well. So I think their offensive coordinator's got, who I have a tremendous respect for, he's got a great feel for the run game. Lamar obviously is a huge threat. I mean, he can throw it and he can run it and he's smart. So, I mean, all those things go in and he likes to play the game. So, you know, you got to prepare yourself the right way there.
Have you got any thoughts on Dave Colley getting a win in his first time out, particularly after what Dave had to go through down there?
Oh, no. I mean, I think it's great. Dave again is a great human being. I think he's good for that organization, in particular where they, you know, what people perceive of where they sit now. And he has them believing. And Tyrod is a, I think he's a very good quarterback. I was lucky enough to have him in a Pro Bowl, so got to work with him a little bit, and now he has an opportunity to play, and it looked like he took advantage of that opportunity very well.
He'll be back to practice today. Stemming from last week's pay-per-view, what did you maybe miss that you didn't have with Matthew and you're fortunate to get back this week?
Yeah, so, I mean, he's a great player. And not taking anything away from the other guys. I mean, they did a nice job back there. But you're obviously going to miss somebody like that. So, and he's one of your primary signal callers back there. So it'll be good to get him back in that role and keep the communication up. Everybody's going to play him. I mean, those guys, it was great. Great experience for 22. Juan had a nice day. I brought him for how he handled his business. He's still going to play, so I mean, he's going to have an opportunity. He's in different groupings that Spags got. So, but it'll be good, great to get Tyrod back.
A couple more guys.
When you talked about Justin Houston, but they had some other guys on that defense out of the ball, Calais Campbell, Patrick Queen, those guys. When you watched them play the Raiders, what stood out to you the most?
Fast. They're fast. They get to the ball. Justin's actually, you know, playing very well for him. I don't want to slight that. I'm a fan of his too. So I mean, he's a good football player, and he knows this offense. And but those other guys, they play hard and aggressive, and you know, you got to be accurate with what you do.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Good.
Monday night. What's he look like to you healthy, and then what do you think, you know, he brings to that offense that could pose problems to, you know, to our team?
Yeah, when he's healthy, man, he can roll. I mean, he's a guy that he comes to work every single day. He puts in the work. He's obviously a bigger body. He can make a lot of catches, but he has the speed to break it away at any time. I think you saw that in their game on Monday night, and obviously when he was here with us. And so I'm happy for him that he's in a good spot, and I know it'll be a great challenge for our defense to have to battle against him.
What is it about this rivalry, if you would say, even though you've had the better of Lamar Jackson, that fans get so pumped up seeing the Ravens and the Chiefs on their schedule?
Yeah, I think it's just when two good football teams play against each other, there's always going to be a lot of hype and a lot of build-up to the game. And then seeing Lamar and all the success that he's had with that team, you know they're two of the top teams in the AFC. And so we're going to have to battle every year, it seems like, or in the playoffs or whenever it is. And so, obviously, there's a lot of momentum coming throughout the week when you go play teams like this.
You mentioned all the success that Lamar Jackson has, and obviously you've evolved since you've become a starter. How has he evolved from your point of view?
Yeah, you can tell he has a better understanding of the offense. I mean, just like I have. When you first get out there, I mean, me in my first year, and him in his first year, you kind of have to rely on your just playmaking ability. But as you kind of continue to learn and evolve as a passer, and as you learn different things in this league, and you see different defenses, you understand little tricks of the trade that you can do to go out there and have success. And you can see that with him. And then obviously when it comes down to it, he can make plays happen pretty much every game.
Patrick, every play obviously takes on its own personality, and you have your reads and stuff. But it does seem like it's pretty Tyreek and Travis heavy the other week. And I just wonder how conscious you are of whether you really need to develop another threat like that, and what it will take to get there.
Yeah, I mean, I have full confidence in everybody that's on that football field. I mean, we had guys that can make plays everywhere. This last week, Trav and Tyreek made the plays, but I'm sure throughout the entire season, and what we've seen in our past is we have guys like Mecole Hardman, DeMarcus Robinson, Byron Pringle that can make the big play happen at any moment. So I have full confidence in that.
Guys, as they, you know, in the huddle, it's like, you know, it's probably not going to come our way. So how do you keep them down here?
Yeah, I hope they're never thinking that because, I mean, with me, it's whoever's open is going to get the football. And so whenever guys go out there and they run their routes, they know they're going to get their opportunities. So they're hoping and they're going to go out there with the mindset every single play that there's a chance that they could be catching a touchdown. And I think that's kind of how I roll and how Coach Reed rolls.
Confidence is one thing, but obviously trust is another. Again, as you mentioned, you had 22 passing attempts to Travis and Tyreek and, you know, what the other receivers get. How much of it is that you trust in what they do or that they just find themselves open versus you getting the ball out and spreading the ball around?
Yeah, I think it's to me, it's just kind of going through the reads of the game and seeing what the defense kind of gives you. And this last week, they kind of left the middle of the field a little bit more open. So I was able to hit Tyreek and Trav over the middle a lot. But, I mean, as we get into games like this week where they play more man coverage, and I'm sure they'll have a plan for Tyreek and Trav, they'll give other guys opportunities. And so we have play calls for every single person, and they know on every single play that they have a chance of getting the ball.
To describe the Ravens defense, Andy just said they're fast, so you mentioned guys like Houston and Queen. How does that impact maybe your decision making? You're typically not afraid to scramble it, but does that kind of play into maybe just staying a little bit home this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just kind of have to fill it out throughout the game. Obviously, they're a very good defense. They do a lot of great things. They have a lot of great players. It seems like every single week they have a brand new scheme because the defense coordinator over there, Wink. And so for me, it's about just kind of going through my read and trying to get the ball to my hand. If you hold on to the ball too long against a defense like this, usually bad things happen. So I try to get out of my hand and let the playmakers make plays.
When you're watching the game, I mean, part of you is watching it as a fan, part of you is watching it, okay, this is the team I'm going to play Sunday night. How do you decipher between the two? You're like, man, that's a good play versus, okay, this is what I need to watch out for if they run this coverage.
Yeah, I think the best thing about it is, I mean, it was a Monday night football game, obviously standalone. I love watching football, like you said, like being a fan, but it was two teams that we were going to play, I mean, with the Ravens and the Raiders. So kind of looking at both of them as what the other offenses are trying to do to the defenses, and then obviously what the defenses are doing to the offenses, and trying to see what I can pick out and really kind of evolve into ours and our offense. And so it's really cool when then you can have an understanding of the game where you can watch it as a quarterback preparing for the team and watch as a fan and being able to enjoy it.
You have seen fans in Baltimore when you played out there, but you got a chance to see fans for the first time in Vegas. What were your thought process thinking that, okay, in November we're going to play there, this is what the atmosphere might be like?
Yeah, I mean, I knew whenever we went to the stadium and we saw the layout of it and how it was built that it's going to be loud. I mean, I'm sure a lot of Chiefs fans will want to go to Vegas too, so I'm sure there'll be some Chiefs fans in there. Yeah, I mean, it's a great stadium. They have a great fan base. Every time you play, we used to play in Oakland, it used to be super loud, so I know it's going to be loud every time we play the Raiders.
Justin Houston's on the other side of the football, but when you guys were teammates, I mean, what do you remember about him? I know your locker wasn't too far apart. Anything that he told you or did for you early in your career, you remember?
Yeah, I mean, I think he was one of the first people to kind of come up to me as a veteran on the team and kind of be like, hey, you're doing it the right way. He said, just keep going, just keep the hard work, and it'll pay off for you in the end. And I remember that made an impact on me. I think it was in training camp my first year here. And so, he's a great player. He's a great leader. Obviously, extremely intelligent football player and very talented. So it'll be a challenge for us for sure.
Preparation change at all when you know a defense likes to blitz as much as Baltimore does, and that's what you've experienced so much playing them these last 3 years?
Yeah, I mean, you have to prepare for it for sure. You have to have answers for pretty much every single play versus every type of blitz. I think for me, I had a learning moment my first year when I started when we played the Patriots, and they brought a lot of different blitzes at me, and I wasn't prepared. So I try to prepare for that every week just in case the team comes out and they're blitzing more than usual. So obviously, when you play the Ravens, you got to have that preparation, knowing that they like the blitz and they like to bring extra people.
Throughout camp in the preseason, you talked a lot about learning to communicate with a whole new offensive line, especially the tackles. After going back and looking at the film from Sunday, how do you feel like that went for the first time out with you communicating with the tackles, and then what can you improve on this week, the rest of the season?
Yeah, I mean, kind of the first part of your question, the communication, I thought was really we did really well. Especially, I mean, we were at home, but it was still loud. And so guys got in and out the huddle. We were able to get the plays, make the checks at the line of scrimmage, and do what we needed to do. And then with the things we can improve on, I got to work on just the depth of my drop. I mean, that's something that I've always had to work on, just not fading back too much, because those guys up front were being firm and they were washing them around. So if I can get better at that, I'm sure it'll help everybody.
Patrick, what did you think of Travis Kelce's analysis on the Monday Night Football broadcast?
It's kind of like the same thing I said about Tyreek. You could just it'd be like that sometimes.
Part of the ownership group, I'm sure you have some thoughts about downtown stadium. Are you pushing Mr. Sherman in that direction? Any thoughts about it?
Yeah, I know it's still very early. It's definitely exciting. I mean, you go to different places and see stadiums downtown, and you can kind of walk right into it. And Kansas City has such a great downtown. You would be able to do so much, but I think they're just kind of looking at all options and trying to prepare to do whatever they can to make it as exciting as they can for the Royals fan base.
How do you like that Kansas City and the Chiefs are must-see football now? You all two of the highest ratings on CBS for an opening doubleheader since, I think, 1995 or something to that effect. I mean, how do you like it that you got six late afternoon or night games, Monday night game, primetime games that fans can be able to just focus just on the Chiefs and see just how great you all may be?
Yeah, it's really cool because when you grow up, you watch these games. You get to watch those afternoon games, those Sunday night games, Monday night games, and now to be a part of them, it's special. And so it also prepares us for the big games in the playoffs. So, I mean, you just kind of take each and every week and prepare yourself to be out there and to do your best.
Last one, Patrick, also you came home from the game on Sunday, first time as a father. What was it like being greeted after the win and having a game that counted?
Yeah, it was cool. I made it home just in time before bedtime. So she was in her bedtime routine. So I got to just kind of go in and give her a little kiss goodnight. So, I mean, it was definitely cool to get to come home and see her.
She did.
She had the headphones on. I think it ruined one of her naps. Brittany wasn't too happy about. So Brittany said that when I was shushing the crowd one time, it was me telling them everybody be quiet for a nap. So so it was cool.
Do you like football better than baseball?
I don't know yet. We'll see. I mean, I think her mom's got her strong on the soccer right now. So we're gonna try to work her way where she becomes a big football fan.
Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. As a parent, you want your child to have every opportunity. But giving them the tools they need to tackle every challenge, that takes a team. Now more than ever, educational support tailored exactly to what your child needs can make all the difference. That's why parents have trusted Sylvan Learning for 45 years as the ultimate teammate in their child's educational journey, instilling in them a love for learning and a passion for reaching the next level. And Sylvan's Insight Assessment can identify gaps in learning and areas that could be of concern for your child. It's a 360-degree view into your child's learning that you can't find anywhere else and helps ensure that your child didn't miss something in school that might put them at a disadvantage in the future. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You just heard from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid and quarterback Patrick Mahomes. Now we've got tackle Orlando Brown Jr. and linebacker Nick Bolton.
Back there in Baltimore, what's the feeling? What's the excitement level?
Super excited, man. You know, obviously, just period. You know, with it being, you know, me playing in the NFL, but obviously with the circumstances being what it was, what it is, me growing up there and growing up around that franchise, man, I'm super excited to get out there and get back home.
You gave up five pressures Sunday's game, the most in your career thus far. How would you grade your performance? What do you, you know, the atmosphere? Just give us your first thoughts on your first game with the Chiefs in a game that next
time. Yeah, flat out, man, I got to play better. You know what I mean? I'm here to, you know, dominate, you know, no matter who I'm going against or whatever the circumstance is. You know, I got to play better, and I will.
Throughout training camp in the preseason, there's a lot of talk about you and Patrick learning how to work together, and I just got to ask him a little bit. He said he felt like the communication was pretty good, but he wants to work on his depth of his drop still, and obviously it's one full game with you guys together. How did you feel that way? Specifically with you and Pat working together for one game, and then what are you going to be working on in that relationship for the next several weeks?
Yeah, there's a ton personally for me as an individual to continue to work on fundamentally. But, you know, Pat, me and Pat are always going to communicate, make sure that me and him are on the same page, me and the offensive line are always on the same page, and just making sure he's as comfortable as possible in the heat of the moment. You know, as a quarterback, it can be tough, you know, when you've got people in your face or you're having to throw off different spots and all those different things. Obviously, he's more than capable of that, but, you know, that's why, you know, I'm here. That's why some of us are here. These new guys are here, man, so he's a lot more comfortable with throwing off of, you know, just one spot specifically. And, you know, we're working on a ton of different things, working and figuring things out. But like I said, man, I just got to play better, flat out.
Is it more comforting to actually have a full game to work from now versus all the scenarios, obviously trying to work guys into training camp? Just can you sort of explain how it's different now, knowing that you have some data to pull from?
Yeah, man, it just gives you a lot more comfortability as far as studying film, studying yourself, learning what you can do differently, and how to attack certain blocks. When you've got a full game, you know, you kind of figure out the rhythm of a game, and as an offensive line, one of the more important parts of the position is really just understanding the flow of a game, you know, how your offensive coordinator is going to call the game, what your quarterback's seeing, what your running back's seeing, what your guard's feeling, and being able to play a full game gives you that comfortability of being able to watch film and understand how the flow of a game is going to go, you know, what Joe saw and felt on a certain play, what Patrick was able to feel when I had a flaw in my game or whatever, you know what I mean?
You talked about going back to, you know, Baltimore, and of course they know you, they know your strengths, your weaknesses, and you know theirs. What kind of benefit is that, challenge is that pose for you?
I definitely think it's a challenge, man. You know, like you said, you know, they know my strengths and my weaknesses. So when you're dealing with, you know, someone like that or a team like that or a coach or a player, you know, obviously there's things that I have to fine tune in my game to make sure that that doesn't happen.
Conversely, how much is Spags in your ear trying to like pick your brain on tendencies that the Ravens might like to do on offense?
Oh, nothing at all, man. Nothing at all. I'm not no snitch, man. So, yeah, so nothing at all. No. No.
I mean, this would obviously be something maybe better fitted after the game, but what do you anticipate it's going to be like walking into M&T, seeing teammates and whatnot?
Oh, man, I mean, you know, obviously with that stadium, you know, it holds a special place in my heart because that's, you know, where I first found my love for the game. And watching my dad play and watching the, you know, original Ravens and all those guys play, man, you know, it's, I always get emotional every time I step in there just because, you know, I see the suite that we played, that we would sit in when my dad was playing. And, you know, I always, you know, every time when I was playing there, I just look up at it, man, you know, because I remember being a kid dreaming about having the opportunity to play in this league and, you know, being able to play left tackle, you know, in the NFL, man. And, you know, it's extremely humbling. You know, I'll be very emotional, but, you know, I plan on letting my emotions play for themselves.
Watching the game the other night and watching film with Lamar, everything, I mean, what's the feeling that's going through your head with watching now, you know, guys that you used to know, but now you're on the other side looking at it? Is it a little bit different?
Yeah, it's an interesting perspective, man. I probably would compare it to, you know, almost like being a guy on IR and watching a game from home. You know what I mean? You know how, you know, that team thinks, how the coaches think, how the players think. You know, like I was saying, you understand the flow of the game and all those things that are coming as the game goes on. And so, you know, I was able to watch it as a fan, you know, like for the first time, just really, you know, looking at, you know, the offense and knowing what's going on, knowing who's supposed to get who. It was pretty interesting.
Is it kind of the same that you've just seen Patrick Mahomes as a fan before you got here?
Yeah.
Watching Lamar as a fan, is it kind of the same experience seeing those two guys?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's definitely weird, man, you know, being on this side of it, not being there. But, you know, it's pretty cool.
Can you share the emotions of being down 9 mm-hmm. in the fourth quarter and then one player down 2?
Yeah. You know, man, that was crazy. You know, I just remember looking over, seeing Patrick fade to the right and throwing across the field and, you know, 10 going up and making a play. You know, that's what this team is, though, man. It's a ton of resilience here, a lot of talent. You know, Patrick is, I mean, the best ever at what he does, man. And, you know, I would definitely say this isn't a team you should count out, you know what I mean, early on, no matter what the situation is, man. We're one play away, and Coach Reed expresses that, and so does Coach EB.
What was that saying about playing with Lamar?
Gosh, man, like I loved his, you know, passion, his love for the game. You know, it was he had a very raw approach, very raw emotion when he's out there, man. And similar to 15 in that sense, like, you know, just that dog mentality, you know what I mean? No matter what's being thrown at him, no matter how he gets hit, what happens, he's always going to get up and keep swinging.
You mentioned all that, and like Patrick Mahomes has evolved since he's become a starter in 2018. How has Lamar Jackson evolved over the years, in your opinion?
Yeah, definitely. You can just tell how much more comfortable he is in the system, how much more comfortable he is and going through his reads and stuff like that, man. I don't think it's ever necessarily been a problem of he can't throw, as opposed to, you know, going through his reads and figuring out what works best for him and making those split decisions, man. And that's something he's gotten better at over time, and he's gotten better with it from the point we got in this league to now. I mean, he's made huge strides, man. I mean, we're talking about MVP in 2019, so, you know, he's got what it takes. He's got what it takes, man, and, you know, I'm super, super happy for him, super happy for that organization and everything that they got going on.
I know you said that, you know, the Ravens, they know your strengths, they know your weaknesses, but you know, you practice against them, and you know, for in your career, do you see any strength and weaknesses on the defensive line that you'll be able to extrapolate from?
You know, I'll just continue to watch the film, man. I don't want to get too specific on anything, but you know, they got a great defensive front, great defense. You know, great coach Martindale and what he does, and great scheme, man. So we're gonna have our hands full.
Okay, thanks, Orlando.
What was that experience like for you?
Yeah, Arrowhead, like I said, people told me before I came up here about how electric it is, and it topped everything I expected going into it. So fantastic environment to go out there and compete. And I kind of feel like I started off a little slow in terms of the game, but kind of got more comfortable so I didn't get in the flow of things. And then plays started coming to me as I was going through my keys and stuff that we discussed during the week. So I'm just looking forward to building on that.
A lot of times rookies will say in their first game they almost have to prove it to themselves that they can, you know, play at that level. What did that initial tackle of Nick Chubb feel like, where it seemed like he might be able to kind of cut up and score a touchdown? You were able to stop that play.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way when it comes to that. Just trying to prove myself that I can play in this level. So I just boosted confidence, kind of gave me confidence going on throughout that game. Early in the series, I had a tackle on Baker Mayfield, kind of loosening up the pads. And after that, just kind of just playing fast and just trusting myself.
Kind of playing fast. We hear that a lot from rookies as well, you know, just the speed of the game. How was it for you, and really did the preseason games help you in that regard?
Yeah, it was a blessing how the preseason, OTAs, training camp, all that heading into not going to help the game slow down for me a little bit. So when I was out there, it wasn't necessarily the game speed. That was tough. It was more so the mental aspect of it, just trying to make sure you're sharp and tuned, communicating, all those intangible things you do at the linebacker position. So that's kind of the biggest transition for me. I just feel like I did a pretty good job with it, and I'm looking to build on it next week.
Where do you feel like Kitchens helped you the most during the game, given all the sort of lessons he's tried to give you throughout offseason and training camp?
Just constant communication. Being a rookie, a linebacker, it's just reassuring. I don't know that what you're thinking in your head before the snap. He just gave me that confirmation that, okay, yeah, that's right. That's kind of the biggest thing he gave me during that 60 minutes of game. And just as you go into the week, he kind of gives me tips and keys of how to study film and stuff like that, what to look for. And so he's been a blessing for me, everybody else in locker room as well. So I'm looking forward to building on it.
As you talk about the film, were you able to go back and watch your performance, and what kind of grade would you give yourself?
I'll give myself a B-. I kind of feel like there are some plays out there I could have made, overthinking. Kind of was a little soft sometimes on certain plays, so I give myself a B-.
Who did the first phone calls go to after the game?
My mom and them was at the game, but I went ahead and gave them a call too as well after the game. I just talked to them. It was kind of a special moment for us. So, my mom and my dad for sure got the first call.
Did you hear from a lot of your former teammates and coaches at Mizzou? Any messages that stand out?
I got a message for everybody. All those guys supported me when I got drafted. Martez, Chad, Trajan, Jeff, Coach Drink, Coach DJ Smith as well, my linebacker coach. So all those guys have sent me encouraging messages throughout training camp up to this point, and I'm grateful for that.
Nick, I asked a couple guys after the game about this, but from your perspective, what went right in the fourth quarter for you guys to get three consecutive stops to end the game?
We kind of just stayed ahead of the sticks in our end. Game second and long, third and long. I kind of feel like that kind of helped us get key third down stops in the fourth quarter, force punch, and then ultimately getting a turnover at the end. I kind of feel like every one of those little bitty plays throughout there kind of helped us get stops, and then ultimately get an interception in the game.
You played 45 total defensive snaps. I think only Anthony Hitchens played more than you out of the linebacker corps, including a lot in nickel. What did you do, or what helped you prepare yourself to play a lot in the nickel package, even from training camp or even some of the preseason games?
During training camp, we first started with the vets. That kind of helped me out along the way, especially when they were down, dinged up a little bit during training camp. That kept pushing me to be more advanced in my mental aspect of the game. And so I kind of learned both positions. And so kind of knowing that this dude's doing this, so I know I have to do this type of deal. And also, I just trying to be open to learning throughout training camp. I just want to open and learn. I came in with the mindset that I wanted to improve mentally. And so I did that every single day, and kind of helped me be right now where I am right now.
Can you speak to the Lamar Jackson challenge? Mm-hmm. What do you have to do? What's the discipline needed to help contain Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, gap integrity is kind of the biggest thing I saw on film. He's an electric athlete, electric offense. He can do a whole bunch of different things with his hands in the ball. So
just kind of be executing the game plan, doing our job, doing our 111th, making sure you're not trying to do too much, that type of stuff.
Given that you're filling in for Willie Gay, I'm just wondering, did he say anything to you after your first game, and just how much of playing for him is a part of your sort of role right now?
Yeah, so Willie, I knew Willie before here. A couple of y'all know that. But as soon as he found out he was Dean Devitt, sent me a message, encouraging message, told me to just trust myself. I've been doing this for a long time. Just doing it for Willie. I know he's going to come back strong for us. While I'm in filling in for him, I just want to execute. He's helped me out throughout the week as well, giving me a call after the game, giving me congratulations, stuff like that. So definitely a big brother. I'm looking forward to keep playing for him. And then when he gets back with us, I'm excited for what we got going forward.
Watching the game the other night, I'm sure you watched a little bit of Ravens Raiders. Mm-hmm. How's it different, you know, now watching it as an NFL player, knowing you're scouting future opponents versus, mm-hmm. you know, watching as a fan?
Yeah, I actually joked around with my dad on that one. It's a different perspective of the game that I kind of got. And I was watching it, trying to looking at it what can I do to kind of stop it, rather than just watching for enjoyment. So it's a little different, but again, it's a blessing to be here.
Okay, thanks, Nick.
Thank you.